The biggest hurdle economic development leaders face is something they call product development. In this case, the product is buildings and building sites. When a company looks at an area for a potential new facility, it wants to see plans for how a property could be developed, says Duke Energy spokesperson Lisa Parrish.
You can't bring an industry to a large parcel of land and say, imagine this parking lot over here. You could build the big industry here. We could probably put in a road for you. Maybe there'll be an international airport close by. No. They have to have plans. They have to have an assessment. They want a site that is ready to go.
She says that's why her company created the Site Readiness Program back in 2006. Since then, it's identified 100 potential industrial sites in North and South Carolina. One of the sites Duke picked this year is a 162-acre property in York County, just behind the South Carolina Welcome Center on I-77. The Site Readiness Program will help to make the land shovel-ready. That means assessing and surveying the site, generating land use and preliminary design plans. The process takes about 4 months. Then a national marketing team will help get the word out to potential industrial buyers. York County Economic Development Director Mark Ferris says the Site Readiness Program and others like it are a big help.
It basically gives us some additional information about parcels of property that we believe hold great potential for development, and yet, you know, we really don't know enough about it to start marketing the site.
Some industries prefer to look for existing buildings that can be tailored to suit their needs. So economic development groups will build speculative buildings. That can be risky, and it costs a lot of money. But it paid off in York County with that German automotive adhesives maker, Coroplast. Ferris explains that two utilities helped to pay for the building.
York Electric Co-op gave us almost $1 million. And Comporium Communications gave us $200,000 to build this speculative building.
The building was completed last November. 5 months later, Coroplast signed a contract to buy it. Ferris says the deal would likely never have happened without support from the utilities. For their part, the York Electric Cooperative and Comporium Communications get South Carolina tax credits. Duke Energy pays for its site readiness program without similar incentives. The company says new industries have a multiplying effect on communities. But let's not forget, big manufacturers use a lot of electricity. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.